Hey, Dog Walk listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, Big Bang, today is Monday. It is January 24th. Welcome to the Dog Walk presented by Barstool Sports. It is Snake Draft 100. I should have said turn down your radio. I apologize. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, Barstool Chicago. You see we have a nice decorative desk here. It's number 100, boys. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations to you.
Congratulations to you, Dave.
Again. Back to back.
No, that's not what we're doing.
Well, we're going to get there.
I mean, you're right. He's banking right now.
He literally talked about lackadaisical.
That has nothing to do with lackadaisical.
I think it's lackadaisical.
Lackadaisical.
It's what? Lax.
There's
lackadaisical.
I think Carl's right.
Lackadaisical?
I'll go to fucking war with you.
It's lackadaisical, boys.
Yeah, sure is.
I think it's lackadaisical.
I have it open right here. L-A-C-K-A.
That's wrong. It's lackadaisical.
We're drafting fake words today.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you, Chief.
Why is that?
I mean, you guys are just out of it. I'm congratulating you on 100 shows here. Mm-hmm. And everyone's just like, why? What's going on?
I mean,
what's today?
Chief did build
There's
an entire brand.
There's fucking pencil on our desk.
He built an entire brand off
I don't think I've had deserved anything to be singled out. It's all of us.
I said it to everyone.
Well, you said just now to me, so I thought it was something special.
I think we're
different.
Sharing it. I don't think anybody... We're just sharing a nice little... 100 episodes. What is something you've done 100 times over a 2-year period of time that you're proud of?
It's a very good question. I couldn't even tell you. Do you have anything?
100 times? I've probably had 100 steaks in the last year.
Are you proud of that, though?
Kind of.
Big run on red meat.
Yeah. Big red meat guy.
Sure, but yeah, so thanks again for everybody for voting. We had a bunch of votes, I believe. I think we had a good turnout, so it should be
Do
a fun draft.
Do we have the final count?
Yeah, we had 7,761 people gave their top five.
Okay, that's
good. Pretty good.
So thanks to you guys and congratulations to them too.
Yeah, so should we, a lot more people listen to this show, so thank you to the ones who voted, but if you didn't vote, thank you for listening anyways. It doesn't matter. We're going to get the 7,000 plus people's opinion on the best snake drafts out of the 100 or out of the 99 technically.
One of my favorite parts about this is how it was born.
Yeah.
Just like it was right after the pandemic, like everything was shut down, completely shut down. That's when everybody was really weird about like staying 6 feet away and everything. And we needed an episode. So we're like, it was HBO drafts, correct?
No, we did N64 drafts. It was the first one. And we did it because, like I said, I usually had like the blue collar interviews, like the bowling guys and shit on that days of the week. But I'm like, hey, these guys ain't coming near us.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone's 6 feet. Everyone's shut down. People's businesses they got to worry about. Probably you can't be talking about, garbage men and shit. So we did this just to fill time and people liked them. And then here we are 100 episodes later.
I saw the biggest challenge when this started is because it was like, how do you get four guys to do a 15-minute podcast?
Yes.
15, 20 minute. Remember we used to go through those picks? I'm taking 007.
Yeah.
Good pick, Carl.
Yeah, all right, next
all right, I'm going to take Banjo. Or what did you That's when we heard
I think the...
Dave, tell the Donkey Kong story. And Dave would tell the Donkey Kong story in 30 seconds.
Times. I think the N64 draft was like 23 minutes long or 18 minutes long or something like
Someone
that.
Someone did that a while back.
It was Abby Hamilton.
Abby Hamilton. Yeah,
because that's also should be noted. Like the evolution of this show, that was the idea, is the dog walk. You're supposed to be a quick hitter that you could listen while you walk your dog.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only supposed to be 10, 15, 20 minute show.
Whoops.
And then this show has broke that barrier. So
do you feel a little guilt, Ed?
What, that it's longer than that?
No.
No, what do I feel
that
guilt
you named
about?
It the dog walk, so when people are walking their dogs, they could listen to it, and you're not a dog guy. Like
it's kind of a pandering name.
I love walking my dog.
It's an inauthentic name.
Yeah.
Well,
you should feel guilt-ridden.
I wanted to name it Smoke Break or Shit Break.
And somebody said no?
They said it would probably not be great for sponsors, which makes sense. Which is the same kind of theme, taking a shit or you're having a smoke.
The logo is great, though.
It's a great logo.
You walk in the little wiener dog.
It makes sense. But yeah, here we are, 100 later. And congratulations, Dave. You won again. You're back to back.
That's two in a row. That's 3 of 5, I believe it is.
Are you going to address the allegations, though?
What
are the allegations?
I'm not making these allegations myself.
Haven't seen any.
There were people piping up saying that they think you're using a ghost drafter.
What does that even mean? I haven't seen that. I haven't, like...
I mean, he's sitting here.
Want to audit your messages.
But, like he's got a CIA earpiece in?
No, like someone could... He could tell someone the topic beforehand, and they could be like, you know, hey, do this. Or he could he's a text laptop guy. He could be phoning in the picks as they go.
I have consulted before, not for the last two I've won.
Okay.
At all.
So you were getting bad advice before, and now that you've dumped that person.
No, if it's like a topic that I'm not well versed in, and I will consult outside. Hmm. I'll be like, hey, what do you think of this? Like, what are your top five? For example, not that I'm not an MTV fan. I used to be a big MTV fan, but like, hey, what are the best MTV shows? Like, I would ask someone who is a big MTV fan, but not for the last two. I have not. No. And if any of you think I'm going above and beyond to
then
do
they
anything
don't know
at
you.
All,
then they don't know you.
Like, can you guys address this, please?
It wasn't my allegation.
I promise Dave would not put in that much effort.
Thank you.
Was not my allegation.
But 3 of 5, I'm on a heater.
I think you probably have more wins than Chief at this point.
Oh,
right?
100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I don't think he ever passed me. Did you ever pass me?
Yeah, for total wins?
Total wins.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think you did.
Well.
The LVP of this show is whoever fucked the polls up way back
when. Yeah.
That's the LVP.
Whoever, and I know you're listening right now. Fuck you. That's all I got to say. Fuck you.
Thank you, David. All right, yeah, let's just get into it, right? I think that's all the chance. Oh, actually, before we do get into it, we do have,
how are we doing the draft order?
Well, I'm going to do that, too.
Okay.
I will do that.
Okay.
This is.
Do you want to do the ad, then?
That's what I was going to do.
Okay, let's do it.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
If you're really in a pinch.
All right. It's insane.
What? What?
All right, David, let's do the draft. Can we, if you, all right.
I don't know what's funny.
Is Tom picking draft order for the audience?
Well, here's what it's going to be. Okay, so social media, Danny has 1 through 5 behind his back right now. Tom, you are the voice of the audience today.
Okay.
What number is it?
2. No.
It's not 2, Carl.
3.
No. 4. Yep. I'll take the 3rd overall spot.
All right, 1 through 4 White Sox, Dave.
No, I want number 1.
Nope.
Oh,
hands off the chest piece. Yeah. Hands off the chest piece. White Sox, Dave, 1 through 4.
1.
No. 4. No. Tom.
2. No.
Carl.
3, and I'll take the 1st overall pick.
All right. 1 through 3 White Sox, Dave.
Oh, here, you got it.
Lackadaisical.
2. No.
3. Jesus.
1.
Yeah.
I'll take
2, 4, or 5.
The 4th.
All right. 1 or 2, White Sox, Dave.
2.
Yeah.
I'll take 2.
All right. I got last. All right. So the order is Carl, White Sox, Dave, Chief, audience, Eddie.
Could you say that one more time, please, slowly?
Carl, White Sox, Dave, Chief, audience, Eddie. All right.
Like to apologize to the audience in advance that they're picking on the 4th spot, historically a tough spot to draft.
Very tough spot for the audience, yes.
But they're auto drafting.
Do you think there's a chance the audience gets mad at you for going with the 4th spot over the 2nd spot?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Anyone gets mad at me for anything. So.
Yeah, true. But
what we're going to do. We're going to direct the listeners to file all complaints with Tom Lay. I'll get you his Twitter when I look it up, but.
Thank you, Red Tom.
Red Tom.
Tom, do you want to get Danny involved in this at any point now that all this responsibility has been thrust on you with the audience?
Well, his responsibility is gone now.
You want me to tap out right now? Just because I picked the 4th spot, I'm getting buried for taking the 4th spot.
No, I don't. I have no problem. I was just asking your strategy.
I like the 4th spot.
Okay.
All right.
And here's the other thing for the poll. Pick the best one. Don't just pick number 4 because. That's you guys.
Good point.
That's a very good point.
Don't be compromised.
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean?
The audience is biased to pick themselves, theoretically.
To win.
True. We're drafting against a computer right now.
Right.
There's a lot
All right, to be fair, though, there were 7,000 submissions and stuff, and I just, like, we can get a bigger reach there, right? Like, we can... Yeah. We can outweigh, we should try to at least.
I think that's a large enough sample size, though.
It's pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
7,000 votes should win a draft.
All right, then. Without further ado, Carl, what is the number one snake draft?
So there is a lot of responsibility to pick first in this draft. And I have to take the draft that I think completely changed these drafts. I think it's the greatest guest performance to date. I have it in my top three topics that we've drafted. It's some of the hardest I've ever had to think on the job. And I also think it's the hardest that we have collectively laughed, the four of us together, on a job. And I am so happy to take the soda draft with Frank the Tank, number one overall. I think that was when he starts pairing sodas with foods. We surrendered ourselves to his expertise.
100%.
And I think that was like the first, obviously Rico and Clem and the work that they've done. But that was the first time I just sat back and was like, all right, whoever makes the pick, I don't want to hear anybody but Frank talk.
We were the audience that day.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
We were not. There was no captain that ship. That was Frank's ship.
That was a seminar. That's what it was, okay? Like, I learned a lot about soda that day.
Let's look. We got the graphic pulled up here. So Frank the Tank, he actually picked second. He took Pepsi. He had Sunkist. He had Dr. Brown's Black Cherry, Stewart's Orange and Cream, and he had A&W last. There might be another way to look up the pairings as well, Tom, because that's what we really need to see. Can you Google that, please?
Like, yeah. What was the one that went great with tacos?
I believe it was Mountain Dew. Is great.
Okay. Orange is good with pork product, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. His pairings were, I mean, and he didn't even win. Carl, it looks like.
Yeah.
So you won with Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, Canada Dry Ginger Ale, Barks Root Beer, and RC Cola.
Barks.
Very worthy winner.
Yeah.
But it was like, that's like your most worthless win.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's my most, because there's nothing to celebrate it. When you talk about this draft, it just all goes back to Frank. Are there any sports teams in history that didn't win the championship but were the better team?
The 73 win Golden State team,
yes,
maybe?
That the team.
18-1 Patriots.
18-1 Patriots.
Yeah, like, yeah, that was Frank. He was the 18-1 Patriots. Yeah. I love the insight he brought with Pepsi versus Coke, too, because you draft Coke first, and he was like, go right ahead. You know, just like, I am so happy to take Pepsi. And then I loved he differentiated the medium in which you drank the soda, where he was like, oh, that's better out of a can. Mm-hmm. I like this out of a bottle. Give me. And something as simple as soda that, like, all of us, you know, have had, like, everybody has, like, most of us have lifelong experiences drinking soda, and something so simple we can all relate to, and to sit there and just be so amazed and overwhelmed with Frank.
I found it.
Okay.
So go ahead. I was just going to say, like, Frank, remember that clip from the Bull Show? What was the one on Netflix just last year where it's Rodman and he's like, oh, Larry Bird shoots like this. And it's like that, The Last Dance. Like that, when Rodman talking about rebounding to like the level of detail, like that was Frank the Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody knows anything more than Frank knows soda.
Are you guys ready for the official Frank the Tank soda pop and food pairings?
Yes.
All right. Pepsi and pizza. Sunkist and hot dogs, pork products, barbecue chicken, ribs and ham. Mm. Mountain Dew and tacos.
Okay.
Grape soda and tacos.
Hmm.
7-Up / Sprite and hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken nuggets.
He's 100% right about that.
Coke / Pepsi and hamburgers. So he's got a double dip there. This is a fucking veteran one right here. Dr. Brown's Black Cherry with pastrami.
Jesus.
Here's one, if you know, you know, I would say. Cherry soda and steak.
Okay.
And then cherry soda and Italian sub sandwich. And then last, there is a Stewart's Orange and Cream with anything fried.
Okay.
How much, if we brought him that list again, do you think he could? Do you think he would replicate the pairing on site right now?
Oh,
a shred of a doubt.
This should be a book. For like a cookbook for like Black Friday with Triggs. Like,
for sure.
Like, and it should just be Frank doing like, this is what different sodas pair with.
Yeah. So funny. Mm-hmm. Worthy number one overall after all that banter, I would say.
I would agree.
Good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Good pick. All right.
Wait, real quick on the on that one. Didn't he think we were in New York City for it? When he's because he wasn't full time yet, I don't think.
No, he was.
He had just gotten full time, I think. And I was like, hey, Frank, like, are you good to go at 1:00? He said, yeah, I'm here at the office. Let me know where you want to do. I was like, oh, Frank, I'm in Chicago. He just had no
just
idea.
Just oblivious.
That we had a Chicago office. Tom, can you tell us where that was on your on the audience's list? That you do you have to cross that off? I assume that was top 25.
Yes, I can. So okay. The Soda Pop draft was it came in at number 6 overall.
Okay.
Wow.
Right, so
yeah. It got 14.7% of the vote.
Okay.
And I could tell you right now how many votes that actually is.
We don't know.
No, that's good.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So it was number 6. So yeah,
very good.
Very good. Good pick then.
Yeah. Right I mean, it's it was a good draft.
That was when I think it started becoming the dog walk snake drafts, I would say. Like you said, how did you describe it at first?
Where it was like, well, it wasn't where we weren't conscious of the time anymore.
Exactly.
Like we just
exactly.
were willing to get lost in the conversation and
right.
however long it went, it went.
I think mm-hmm. that's about when it started. So yeah, that's a great pick.
White Sox Dave, you're up.
I was down to 2. I did not have that draft this high. That's easily a first round video, maybe first overall. But I got Mr. Portnoy for my 1-2
Grievances draft.
It's the hardest I've ever seen you laugh in any situation, let alone a snake draft.
Chris Berman.
Car Shield commercial.
Chris Berman. I'm sorry, but just to be clear, Chris Berman and Car Shield commercials and cash only. Sorry.
I mean, you were like getting an abdominal workout, like keeled over, like doing ab crunches.
I was like, in tears.
In tears. And you had your finger up, like trying to tell the camera, like, hold on, I'm almost done. And you'd start talking and you just start fucking, you'd lose it again. I started watching it again this morning. The little subtle, like, who, what, you talking to me? Like, that's what made me laugh the hardest. Not even his complaints and grievances. It was all his little just, like, the little, like, corpse he had. Outrageous human being. I had never said a word to him in my life.
Just
but
say
that,
the images,
like,
Tom.
Absolutely fucking hilarious draft.
Yeah, that was my number one. Just because I could not vote for something like that I've laughed, like, arguably the hardest to ever.
It was like that when he's like he goes back to back with Chris Berman Garfield commercials and not having 5 items or less exact change checkout. It was just like it was perfect. Like he was perfect. We have to find a way to get him back on again.
I don't like that be like trying to like reduplicate the Sistine Chapel, you know, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. He had a perfect performance.
Yeah.
He was hilarious. He was old and confused, like you said a few times. Just an all-time funny snake draft.
Bro, you just got to search my Twitter handle and grievances drafting. You'll find it. I promise you.
Okay.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I was just on the note of looking these up. Just type Barstool draft. Don't say dog walk. If you say, because then you'll get the main one from the Barstool Sports account that has like 3.5 million followers and all the impressions are on it.
Gotcha.
I wasn't here for this one.
Yeah.
You were in Omaha.
I think. And I believe I was in between. I was like in South Carolina. And before I left, you guys were like, hey, we're going to draft grievances on Monday. And I was like, I have no idea what do you mean? And you're like, grievances, like stuff you have grievances against. And I remember going to South Carolina and thinking hard, like, all right, I gotta get creative for this fucking grievances draft. I get a call from Jen that's like, hey, do you want to go to Omaha, you know, and go with Brandon? I was like, yeah, absolutely. Now, when it came up and you guys were doing the grievances draft and we're figuring out while I'm in Omaha, am I going to do red line? Am I going to do snake drafts? It was like, you know what? I'm not going to do any of this stuff. Good luck with the grievances draft. I thought for sure this thing was going to bomb so fucking hard. I'm in Omaha and I'm just like, like all the buzz around Barstool Chicago, one of the biggest drafts that we've done, some of the most viral moments. I couldn't have been more wrong about how the outcome of this draft is going to come. And a lot of it, Eddie, I'd be interested to hear your perspective of, like, what's it? You went viral for a laugh. The draft is best known for how you couldn't keep your shit together.
I lost it, man. I completely lost it just because how, like, he could have complained about anything in the world.
And it's Chris Berman in a fucking local car dealership.
Yeah, Chris Berman, a commercial, and something not existing. You know what I mean? It wasn't like that. That's what really got me was it's not even like, oh, I hate concrete things. I hate long checkout lines. No, it was like, no, that these ones don't exist. The fact that the word exists was on there as what really made me cry.
Him also thinking that it would be a better solution.
Oh, yeah. It's just an awful, awful idea. Like, you pay with a credit or debit card, and that's your exact change. Right. And at this point, you don't even have to swipe it. Like, you can just tap it.
You're going
to
count out, like, 63 cents?
It's unreal. And then,
what?
Like,
I'm old. I'm confused. Yeah. He's like Uncle Leo.
And then even, like, reading his other ones right now, people who beep too quick.
He really is Larry David.
Yeah. Then his fourth round pick was young salespeople. And then his last pick was Doctor's Rackets, which actually is pretty valid.
That is, yeah. That is valid.
Yeah, but, oh my God, it was, I don't know. I don't know what more I can say because it was just so fucking funny.
People who beep too quick was really funny too.
Who was the, with Dante on that?
Yeah, he filled out for you. Yeah.
Which number is he on this? Number four?
Two, I believe.
Yeah, he had a good draft, I remember. People who rush off the plane, blasting music in public. People who don't use turn signals. Netflix, what's that say? I don't know.
Top 10 on Netflix. Yeah.
And then driving in the left lane. But yeah, great draft. Great pick. That would have been my first
pick. Where did we have that?
Yeah, that's what I wanted when I said third. And I was like, oh, fuck, I should be one. I want to take grievances.
I got you.
Grievances was the resounding number one overall.
Wow.
30.29%, 2,345 people had it on their board.
Wow. Dude, I'm glad
Mr. Holy fuck.
I'm glad everyone thought that was as funny as I did.
It really was.
It's fucking, still funny. Yeah.
Like, that'll be one of those things I'll watch at social clip like 2-3 years down the road and just like randomly on a Tuesday afternoon and just laugh my ass off.
I've probably pulled it up like 4 times since we've done it. Like, you know, like that was like 6 months ago, probably. It was 25 drafts ago.
Yeah, it was in the summer.
Yeah, so I would say in the last 6 months, I probably just randomly watched it like 4 times.
I thought we were going to have to pause. I really did. I couldn't get it together.
My friend from Wooster.
Wooster. He didn't know Dante's name either, so he just kept going, my Wooster friend over there.
He didn't know anybody's name but yours.
My Wooster friend, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we got to get him back. He's so funny. I love him. Congrats, Mr. Portnoy. Yeah. You're the number one guy. All right, number three, Chief, you're up.
All right, so that was my number one. I wish I had positioned myself in the draft a little bit better to get that because grievances is the best. And now I'm trying to think, and I think the other time where I laughed so hard was Dave with the music video draft.
Yeah, I was down to that one or this one, but I didn't want to draft myself.
Right, yeah, but that draft with you and Roan, and that was like horny Dave painting the Mona Lisa. Like that was your best work. Smash those puppies.
That wasn't that one.
No,
that's that originate there. No.
Oh wow. There. Yeah. Well, you definitely said it.
I just kept asking Ed if he would like how long he'd last with don't even bring
the
person.
Yeah, don't bring the stopwatch. Yeah.
That's actually became kind of a thing.
Leave the stopwatch at home. We should put that on a t-shirt.
We should put that on a t-shirt. We should absolutely put that on a t-shirt. Like I'll tweet a picture. I'll just like respond to like Kelly Keegs and 10 people I'll be like, oh yeah, I like cheeseburgers too. Like nothing remotely sexual or horny. And people are like, 10 people leave the stopwatch at home, Dave. Like I've become that guy. That's the hardest I think I've ever seen you laugh.
I was dying. Those are the top two.
What were we in New York for that for? Do you remember?
It was either the dozen trivia or it was the New Amsterdam video.
Yeah.
It was such like a delirious trip too. Like we went out there back to back weeks.
Yeah.
And like we're like, hey, we just got to get a snake draft in. And it turned into just a room of horny.
And I mean, rightfully so considering the draft topic.
For sure.
Like look at Jessica Simpson right there waxing the car with her ass cheeks.
I didn't get horny till the fourth or fifth round on this either. I was like actually being like, oh, I know this was big when it came out. It was directed at one MTV. Yeah. You guys are like, no, we're just trying to get horny.
Dave's like Emily Ratajkowski.
That was your ace in the hole. Yeah.
I mean,
can you give us that
Blurred Lines music video introduced me to what might just be the best pair of tits on planet Earth. I was like, who is that girl? Instantly Google.
Did I win this one? I don't know. I don't know who. If there's a way to pull it up, please. But Jessica Simpson, that was my work of art, number three. But yeah, that's a good pick. That was definitely a fun one. Where was that on the list as well?
So surprisingly, that was all the way down at number 36.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Surprise. Took me a second to find it. Had 4.6% of the votes, 354 people had it on their board.
Well, that is right on brand for me. Just pick something that nobody else apparently likes.
I would have drafted that. I could have argued that going number one.
I thought it was a hilarious draft, and I did not anticipate it being a hilarious draft, and I was dying. I was dying laughing.
I think I want to say less than 10% of our drafts has the guest in person, and that was one of the first or one of the very few early off where we
and that was
tried to do with someone.
66, yeah.
Yep. All right, then. Music video draft is off the board. Audience, Tom, audience's first pick. What was number two? If Grievous was runaway one.
Yeah, so audience, we're getting, the number two overall is the road trip draft.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I really like that one, too.
Really?
I did, too. Yeah.
That was
trend,
one
right?
of the most balanced, competitive conversations.
Trent.
Like we were arguing about whether or not you could take, if I took Red Bull, could you get sugar-free Red Bull? If I took Gatorade, could you get G2? Could you get Riptide Rush or Orange? That was chaos.
And then we had the...
We almost started the draft over.
Yeah. We definitely ran into a huge hiccup there.
That also birthed the dust-off. You guys had a dust-off.
That is true. That is true.
That you were,
I won.
Iconic.
You did not win.
I don't think you did.
I won.
No, you didn't.
I won, Ed? I think you had worse doo-doo fingers than Ed did. So Ed won.
Oh, the dust-off.
The dust-off, yeah.
So this one got 19.6% of the vote. 1,521 people had it on their board.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, I agree with the audience. I think this was a really good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The only bad part was we were just morons and we couldn't figure out the rules. This was probably around where... Maybe where Red Ed started around. No? Maybe?
I thought Red Ed actually started on radio.
Sooner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that... Yes, but then it morphed into the Commissioner Red.
Yeah.
Well, we were asking you to make rulings on the spot.
Oh, yeah,
there
was a big veto on this one, right?
Well, I'm looking now and I'm seeing, okay, somebody takes Mountain Dew Code Red, but then the Gatorade and Doritos. Oh, you know what it was?
The problem
was. Doritos. When you took Doritos 10th overall and we allowed Gatorade to sneak in at 8th overall, you got all the Gatorade.
The hard part about these is once you throw the ball, once the jump ball happens, you do the tip. Like, you can't put it back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The ref can't take the ball back. So, whoever took a Red Bull number one overall, I was like, all right, I don't want someone to take sugar-free Red Bull. Because I know a lot of people prefer that. I think that would ruin the spirit of it. So, that's what kind of got in my head. But, whatever. Long explanation 2 years later or whatever. Not that anybody needs it. But I think that's a good pick by the audience. I'm surprised it's two, though.
I'll
be honest.
I am surprised it's two.
Yeah.
Because I would have it. I mean, I haven't ranked the full thing, but I would definitely have it behind those three.
It was interesting watching the data come in, too, because it wasn't number two or number one in the beginning. Like, it kind of came out.
Oh, so you're trying to say Trent.
The past, like, 10 to 12 hours. I very much doubt that.
I'm joking.
Who won this one? Does anyone remember?
I did. Sorry, Squeak.
You
I did?
Yeah. You did? Nice. All right, so it's to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go with... And honestly, it's a little. I'm happy that the clip went not re-viral, but like in our world, within the last month, and it's got to go with the Halloween candy draft, and that's for two reasons.
Clem.
A is because Clem, yes, that was I think that was his second appearance though, but still, Clem was just such a professional, and I think Clem brings so much to these drafts. And then B is obviously the Eminem situation with White Sox Dave, where he thought that.
Yeah.
He thought
that. I didn't say that. I said people have told
me that. One of the best clips ever.
Yeah. And I was waiting because people fucking tagged
me. But let
me
say, people, you thought that people thought that
Eminem. And I was talking about Skittles.
That M&Ms have different flavors.
No, you were. I know. I forget exactly how it went because I'm so sick of watching I will not watch a clip if you
tweet it. Danny's an expert on it.
But. I remember someone saying,
I was all over that, too. Like, Danny, like, there's something I definitely bonded with Danny about, too. Like, that clip has been, because even when he says it, you could see my face. I'm like, wait, people, Like, people don't, and then you're like, M&M's, and then everyone's like, and then Dave's reaction is perfect. He's like, yeah, I think that.
I mean, I could play it. Do we want to play it?
The three of us didn't, like, shit on Dave for that comment. We were just kind of, like, putting our toes in the water. Like, we just want to make sure we get this take figured out for
you.
Do you
want to clarify?
I don't know what Chief, do you mind, Chief?
I have it. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, play it.
So, M&M's, they come in all different colors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize none of them taste different. They're all the exact same, just different colors. Starburst, you have the variety, actually. So they have that going for them.
Wait, you're saying people don't realize that M&M's, the colors there's don't taste different?
Yeah, there's not like a yellow. The yellow
people
flavor
don't
tastes,
realize
people
that?
Think that the yellow tastes different than red when it comes to M&M's?
I think some people assume that, sure.
M&M's.
Yes. We're not talking Skittles, right?
Chocolate.
You mean the chocolate?
Yes.
You think people think it's a red chocolate?
I don't know. Do they?
You said they do. You
I
said
think,
let me
think
help you
some,
out here. The Fruit Loops. Like, change that argument to Fruit Loops.
There you go. There's another one.
Do people actually think that about M&M's?
I thought they did. I don't
know.
Do
you, Dave?
No, I don't. They're all the same.
Unbelievable, David.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. I swear to God, I thought.
But we asked you. You're not talking about Skittles, are you?
No. That's what I meant, though.
The chocolate.
I was talking about Skittles.
The chocolate. You go, yeah, the chocolate. No.
I was talking about, I think I was thinking Skittles.
Tay, there's no way.
I don't know. I don't know what was going through my brain, okay?
Just talk up your hands and just say you don't know.
I'm doing that right now. I don't know. I mean,
one of my favorite clips to come out, too. Like, we're always putting promo clips, social clips. Like, that just is,
incredible.
If we were just wiped at Thanos, we just wiped off the face of the earth, and they're like, what about the snake draft was great? We would just play that clip.
It was so good. What was that?
No, I'm just letting you guys know that came in at number 18.
Ooh,
overall.
Okay.
7.2% of the vote.
Okay. Halloween candy draft, that classic moment paired with like the real, like, oh, Clem is such a professional. That was
Clem's great.
Yeah, that was that.
Yeah,
that
Clem and
decision.
Rico are the two best guests, I would say. No offense to
both
anybody
very
else,
good.
Of course.
All right, then. I get another pick here. I'm going to go with maybe not a classic moment on this draft, but this one definitely drew some of the most engagement we had, and people were very passionate about it. And I want to say it's one of the more downloaded ones was the sandwich draft with Jim Graziano.
It's on my list.
And it was one of those drafts where, like, coming in, like, we debated, like, doing, like, a create-your-own-perfect sandwich draft and – you know, you get like a meat, a topping or whatever. I'm glad we did this because there was just so many things to choose.
Yeah.
There were so many things to choose. I got made fun of for having a five-year-old draft. White Sox Dave got made fun of for going heavy. What did you go heavy? Barbecue, I believe it was.
I forget.
We'll pull it up here in a second. But, sandwich draft. You said fuck, Carl. You wanted that one?
Yeah, I wanted that one too because I what I like so much about the soda draft we talked about was like Frank coming in and just owning that shit. Like, Jim, it cannot be under or overstated, whichever one that is, how much that fucking guy knows about sandwiches.
For real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like when he started talking about the Spanish barbacoa or what the fuck was that thing? The Semita?
Semita.
Oh, my goodness. And in his reactions to all of ours and then explaining, like, well, here's why that sandwich is popular in this area and this and that. Great, some of the best expertise we've had, and one of the, I think, only two or three guests have not been at Barstool people.
Yeah, he was one of them. Dave, I can't remember why exactly everyone was shitting on you for the brisket, but I remember people were.
Yeah, fucking brisket is awesome.
Were you shitting on him, Chief,
for
the brisket?
Yeah, Chief was. I remember, yeah, Chief was.
I like brisket. I don't like it on a sandwich, and I don't think it's the best, like, barbecue sandwich. But which I drafted.
What coming from a fucking burrata guy over here.
Burrata's great.
I thought that was a really good draft. And I also Brisket's thought I had great. An ace in the hole with the ice cream sandwich in the fifth round. I was proud of that. Where was that on the list, Tom?
That was number 11 overall, 13.1%.
Okay.
I remember that was a Carl favorite, too.
I'm surprised by some of these results.
Yeah,
so
are
far.
You? Very surprised.
Yeah, well, all right then. White Sox, or the audience.
Yeah.
The audience is up against
so far, I really haven't had anything stolen from the audience.
Yeah.
So
audience is gonna get his
audience
number
gets
three.
His number three overall with Sports Divas with Ryan Whitt.
Yeah. I had that, 19. Too.
19.2% of the vote.
I was hoping that would get back
to
me.
That was going to be my next one.
Zlatan. I thought that he was a perfect guest solely because
he listens to every guest. And I don't know if, like, all the guys out in New York listen to every single draft or not, but he came in with, like,
he was ready to go.
And he's like, I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of these four idiots from Chicago. Just ready to roll.
I remember maybe
it
was
he
like
did win
too. Didn't he force himself on like onto the
show?
Yeah,
he won. No,
no, like, it wasn't. Like, he forced himself on the show. We were like trying. It was like Rico was had a couple good guest appearances, and maybe Clem, and it was kind of like, well, why don't we try and make this more of like a guest thing? And then the snake draft started to get a little bit bigger, and it was like, oh, it'd be fun if like we could get Portnoy on, or like you think KFC. Like we just started thinking about like some of the more notable people. And it was like, maybe, yeah, if Whitney's got time, like, I think maybe he would do it. And it was like, yo, Whit just reached out about coming on.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like within that week where it was like, yeah, maybe we should figure out a way to get
Whitney
on. He's
like, I listen to every one of these.
And then, like, days later, he's like, you fucking pigeons, fucks.
Yeah, like, if you know who, like, if you know us and you know how the drafts work, like, you're, like, you'll have a fucking, you'll have a good draft. And
right.
Whitney, you pair that with a guy like him. It was just unreal.
He's a loud, obnoxious fucking Irishman from Massachusetts with a butt chin.
Well, he hates your guts.
Whitney doesn't hate my guts.
I know, David.
Whitney fucking loves me. I hate him, though. He's a fucking little... He's such a... He's a runt.
You got
That's
like a
is.
Big brother, little brother kind of thing.
He's a runt.
Can you tell me one more time, what was Halloween candy? Sorry, I'm just going to write down the rankings.
Yeah, Halloween candy was number 18 overall.
Okay, and then what was music video?
Music video was 36.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I just want to get all those.
Just an interesting note about that, too, with the number 2 and number 3 overall were back-to-back dog walks. Road Trip was episode 48. Sports Divas was episode 49.
Ah.
You guys got kind of in a groove there.
Damn, a little heater.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's Ryan Whitney. I don't know what more there is to say. It was funny. I do regret AI in the first round. I still stand by that he is draftable, but I should have went somewhere else there.
Yeah, this popped up again like 2 weeks ago.
I still get shit for that though.
RA like retweeted it for some reason, and he's like, "This fucking idiot White Sox Dave drafted Cam Neely," and like all the hockey fans on like Chicklets and everything were coming at my neck. They're like, "You fucking moron! What the fuck are you talking about?" I'm like, "Dude, listen to the episode. You'll know." I drafted him only because he was in Dumb and Dumber, not because of anything else. I don't know if he's a diva or not. He's like the only hockey guy I can think of.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you, Dave.
But that it popped up again a few weeks ago.
Sports divas, worthy selection by the audience. Chief, you're up again. Are we going to chief?
I'm sorry?
I said, are we going to chief?
I mean, probably.
Do it.
I will go with what I think ended up becoming... One of those like benchmark where it was like a huge discussion point with everyone in the office. I feel like after that, like the main account maybe started paying attention to it. It was the Thanksgiving draft. Is gravy aside. And that was like, that was a fun draft. And then, you know, not a viral moment, but a clip that like got a ton of engagement. And KFC like did the whole blog about it. And I love KFC. I think KFC is in the running for one of the best guests for the snake draft. And that, to me, I thought that was like a big moment and a fun draft.
Because, Eddie, do you veto?
I am last. I am a tiebreaker of sorts.
No, have a fucking backbone.
I am
one
a
time,
of
Ed.
Sorts.
Put yourself out there.
I don't think gravy is a side.
Oh, that's a veto. That's a veto.
No, did I say veto or not, Chief?
Whoa.
I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to argue against it.
I mean, you should be a fucking alderman.
KFC, you vetoed?
No, I hate to be like this middle of the road pussy, but I've never been more 50-50 on something in my life. I can understand the compelling argument for both sides.
You guys give me 1 second.
It was assumed by the rest of the guys.
1 second.
Is he going to get the gravy boat?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, there is.
That's a nice gravy boat.
Oh boy.
It'll be got its own fucking boat, but it's not a side. It might as
correct.
Well be.
Carl, can we put you down for green bean casserole here, or what are we doing?
Go fuck yourself is what you can do.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
And it's also just like a classic. Like you can't Thanksgiving, you knew it was coming, and you can't really redo it. You can't replicate it. What did the audience have on that?
Man, my draft stunk.
Well, your last pick's tough.
Thanksgiving draft was number 17 overall.
Okay.
7.5% of the vote.
How do you feel about that, Chief?
I'm not trying to like play to what I think audience. It's just ones that will like stick out in my brain, and that really like good. That like, you know, that one, oh my God, I'm so sorry, blanking on her name. But she does
Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, thank you. She does the voiceovers. Oh, like, yeah, she did a voiceover for that. I thought that was like a very good clip. And yeah, I just thought it was that
one. She does an awesome job at those too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought,
That was a good draft.
Yeah, that was a good draft and like a great moment. So
no, we started with Halloween, where that was seasonal.
Yeah,
and I remember you being like, "Yo, we should do a Thanksgiving," but it was a couple weeks before that. I think was the first time.
Yes, you are correct,
because we didn't do a 4th of July draft, and I don't want to get into anything.
No,
I'm not going to spoil anything. But
no, we did the following year in 2021. You were still in Omaha for that, but it was an America draft. But regardless, you're right. You're right. This was like the first really seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or Halloween. Halloween candy was
Halloween
no,
candy.
No, no, no. There was more. There was more seasonal. Sorry,
yeah, before that. Yeah.
We're not giving away picks. We're being smart here. Sorry, Thanksgiving. Next off the board, White Sox, Dave, you're up again.
I am going with events you wish you attended with KFC for my next pick.
That was with RA, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no.
Was it?
It was RA.
Oh, no.
RA?
What was your favorite thing about that draft, Dave?
Well, I'm talking about the one with the Corona bat.
Yeah, that was RA.
That was RA?
That was RA.
Okay, that's the one I'm going with.
Okay,
then.
That's like another one. That's like another, that clip where I think Tom, you made that clip where you like stitched it all together.
That's all time.
Yeah,
that was two.
You got
that's another one that
you
we
get,
should just
you get
play.
2 inches of White Sox Dave's forehead during the entire episode.
I was in a hotel. I think I was in New York for that.
Yeah,
I was somewhere.
Just in a pitch black hotel room with the top of your forehead because you forgot that you're on camera. I guess.
I don't know. I don't know.
That was after M&M's. Was that the second like biggest foot in your mouth moment?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I wish I could tell that fucking guy to put the bat down.
But
yeah,
but you're the one that is
put
like,
the bat down.
Do you not? Can we play that clip then?
I want to go back and find that fucking asshole who ate the fucking bat that started this bullshit pandemic. I don't want to be a fly on the wall. I'll be like, put that fucking bat down.
Your whole logic was, I'm going to go back and save the world from Corona. You can't. We've already established those rules.
We never established the rules. That's kind of just how we were all operating.
You said repeatedly today, too, that it's fly on the wall. That it's fly on the wall.
I said, I want to pick it contingent upon me telling him to put the fucking bat down that he ate that started this bullshit.
But we already established that earlier with Eddie.
And you're the one who established it
yourself, Dave. You're contradicting your own fucking rule.
It's official. Dave is having dinner with the guy who ate the coronavirus bat.
Yeah, this was, you don't remember what you said?
Not really.
Precisely made the rules of how you interpreted it, and then you went back on that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Now I remember. Kind of. I remember there was like some, I don't know.
Well, like, we're not going back in time to like change events. No. Okay, no, we're not doing that. Great. Well, I'm going to go back in time and tell
it
them
all
to
makes
put the
sense.
Bat down.
It makes sense in my head. So I drafted it just out of, I'm curious to know the origin of the coronavirus that we've been dealing with for 2 years now, but like that was just like an additive. Like, I'd tell him to put the bat down, but like, I wish I was there out of curiosity, whatever it was. If it was a bat dude, if it was a lab leak,
you're trying to spin it again.
I'm not trying to
save my baseball season by getting this guy to put the bat down. You were not like just intellectual curious,
whatever it was. It was a good draft.
I don't think you remember it at all.
Do you remember
because I was in a hotel bed.
Do you want to go back and say what you said for the M&M situation? You don't know what you were thinking?
I don't know what I was thinking.
This is actually very validating and rewarding for us who sit here with this guy every day and has to hear this kind of stuff.
I mean, I dominate you in every single one-versus-one debate we've ever had.
That's not true.
That is true.
Did you find it there?
No, I can't find the clip right now. But essentially, you said that if you go back to the historical event, you can't change anything. Like,
you want to be a fly on the wall. Yeah.
But then you promptly said after that, you're going to go back and basically change history by eliminating Corona.
I will reiterate. I want to be on the fly on the wall to see how coronavirus started. And even though it was against the rules, I would still be like, yo, dude, just put the goddamn bat down. Like, you're about to shut the entire world down.
That's a big even, though.
Man. That's all right. We'll find a clip later. We'll throw it on the show.
That came in at number 19.
Okay.
And, I just think I remember, like, one of the funniest parts about that argument was, like, at the end when, like, you just had to concede, like, yeah, you're right, we can't change anything. So RA was like, all right, so just so we're clear, he just wants to have dinner with that guy. And, like, that's it. Like, you're just going to have a one-on-one dinner with that guy who ate the bat and just
unreal,
get to know him.
Unreal, David. Unreal. Carl, you're up.
There's some heavy hitters from the audience that we've not sniffed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
four and five are still on the
board. A few
left
in the top ten.
Bunch of top tens, yeah.
The audience is saying there's the full round of first round picks still available.
Yeah, they're saying that.
Yeah, they have a... Yeah.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to take the draft where I think we had the most fun doing it. And it's the most fun draft we've ever done. I think there's not a second in this draft where we were not complimenting each other, laughing hysterically, each story hit. I'm taking the Adam Sandler side character draft with PFT.
I mean, I loved it.
That was a great one.
That was, from our perspective, sitting in the chair, that's my favorite one we've done. Like, I know, like, what listen, topics, all stuff, but from, like, pure, when we got done, I was like, holy fuck, that was, like, the most fun I've ever had at work in my life.
Yeah, it was just like the boys smiling for an hour and a half. Like, we were just having fun, joking, no contentious arguments. You know, it was just a fun draft. I love
that.
See,
one of our great categories, too. I mean, it's like, yeah, chips, but like the fact that there's this many Adam Sandler shit to draft, and the story, like, it didn't get old. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the list now, and I couldn't tell you who's who. Like, they're all pretty even.
I know I won this one. I had...
you had Shooter, right?
Yeah, Shooter McGavin, Veronica Vaughn, Hockey Putter, Robbie Hart, and the bus driver.
I don't remember.
I couldn't tell you who I had.
Yeah.
I think you had the second one, Chief, I want to say.
Maybe. Yeah,
with Chubbs' hand, Glenn Gulia. This was a very fun draft. Yeah. I liked it. So I like your pick.
Thanks.
And this is also, I should say, too, like, this is all, in a sense, it's like you're killing your children here. Like, I liked a lot of these. So it's the discrepancy is not much. The variance argument with Dave is like, so we're going to draft who we draft, but it's hard to really differentiate. At least I had a hard time.
Actually, know what? I remember I had number three because I was very glad to get Farmer Fran. And they're just like all like confused looking at him. Like,
I had a third overall.
Where did the audience have this one?
Audience had this at number 13 overall with 12.7%. Yeah, pretty high.
That is pretty high. That's higher than I thought.
But, like, we haven't really cracked any of the top 10.
Like,
I have one that I know for sure is going to be top 10.
In the top 10? Right,
but I like the Adam Sandler one more because I fucked up this draft, but I'm taking it anyways. I fucked it up in the third round. I got on an airplane. I got cute. I'm taking the air conditioning draft with Rico. Mm-hmm. That was like, maybe the first draft with a guest where it was like, I think we all came into that draft being like, we're going to put up a good fucking board. Like, we all love air conditioning. It's all near and dear to our heart. Rico comes in the Shore House pick. You've been out of Shore House? I'm like, no, I've never been to a Shore House, but I love the pick.
Yep.
Draft. Dave taken four different variations of working outside and then going inside his house.
I still get shit for
dude,
that,
look
too.
How old this fucking graphic is, too. This might be one of the earlier ones we've taken here.
It has the names on it.
I think this is before...
Ken Jack.
Before Tom.
Church AC in the fourth round. Oh, yeah, one of my favorite picks ever.
Yeah, this is an old one. This was... No, that's what White Sox Dave did. He pulled the wool over all of our eyes for some reason.
I think he won.
When
he
you're hungover at home, after you do your hard work,
after
and you go
football
inside.
Football doubles.
Yeah, White Sox Dave won.
a much-deserved win, my idea. Very. I mean, who doesn't like stepping inside after doubles? Tom, did you play football?
Yeah. No, like, never like on like a high school team. I played the sport of football, though.
The 20th draft we ever did. That was a great one.
I am going to go with one that I don't think should make it to the third round, even though I can technically get it in the third round. I'm going to go with after high school football doubles AC. All right, so my last two picks, so we all had our strategy coming in today, and we knew it was going to be a wonky draft. I think I just, like, didn't think too much at all. I'm going with two really, really easy ones. I'm going for my fourth round pick. I'm going to go after yard work AC. That's an awesome, awesome AC.
I'm starting to have a problem with Dave's.
Yeah, it's just like going back into the house after doing something AC.
You've it's
already
all right.
gone back into the house after doubles. You've already gone back. It's just like Dave going into his house after he spent
outside. Yeah, it's just Dave's house should be
so
his.
So you pick
guys, let him keep drafting. He's got 12 tight ends. We're going to win the draft. Don't worry about it. He's got 12 tight ends.
That was just made like a month ago, too. We had
was it?
Yeah.
That's
for
great.
This moment.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it's so true, though. How do we let that happen? That's why I had to. That's why Red Hat had to come about. That's why the veto system happened because of this draft.
Yeah. That's not true.
That was draft number 20.
Yeah.
You think that was the first time there was a veto?
I don't know. It's a good question. What was the audience?
That was number 9.
Number 9?
So it was a top 10.
Okay.
Yeah, that had
top 10.
Let me see, 18.2% of the vote.
Okay. Number 9. Great pick. It's just a classic, too. And that's just why I love Rico, because that's what, like, he's so funny, and that's just how his brain works. Like, there were so many things we could have done, and he would just always be relentless on me, like, yo, let's do air conditioning. Let's do air conditioning. I was like, all right, I love it. Let's do it. So, shout out to
There's
Rico.
There's some good ACs on that draft board right there.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'm sorry, misspoke. 13.2%. Misspoke there.
Okay. 13.
But that was number 9?
Number 9.
Yeah, it's still number 9. I just misread my own handwriting.
White Sox Dave, you're up again.
I'm going for one, not necessarily the funniest, but perhaps like real world most informative. I'm going dog breeds with Chaps.
Yeah.
Like, I learned a shit ton that day. I know you've consulted Chaps for your dog. I've done the exact same. I thought he was excellent.
I think that was by far the most serious and interesting draft we've
right,
ever
for
done.
Sure.
Yeah. We got to come up with a good draft to do with him when he's here.
Yeah, well, he hit me up yesterday.
He didn't have a choice. He didn't have a choice to listen to us talk about dogs without being like, all right, now I gotta shape these opinions. And like, you know, it was like an obligation Chaps carried through perfectly on the show.
Yeah, like fits right in with Frank and Jim Graziano with like just being
right,
expertise.
Exactly.
And he could tell. It was super, super informative. And it was a good draft.
Dominant win from Carl with 41.3%,
which makes absolutely no sense.
He had Golden Retriever, Siberian Husky, French Bulldog, a German Short-haired Pointer, and a Corgi, the Internet's dog.
Mm.
Do we? What number was that, Tom?
I can't. Sorry, I can't find that graphic anywhere.
It's all right. we'll just keep moving along, and if you find it, sorry, the graphic.
Yeah, no.
Don't
yeah,
worry
where
about
was it on
it.
The list?
What was the list? Sorry.
I lost my place because I was trying to find the graphic. Sorry.
It's all good.
That was number 16 overall.
Okay.
8.4%. Yeah, pretty
Man, good. What are we fucking missing?
I got some that are in the back of my mind.
Are you third or fifth?
I'm fifth, so I still got a while. So the audience is going to get a great pick here because Chief's probably going to fumble.
I mean, the way how casually you said that.
Yeah, like it was,
you can take that?
No, I'm kidding, Chief. It's in the spirit of the draft.
That is the spirit of the draft, to shit on, bias the audience, Red Ed, and shit on Chief.
You're like
draft.
Leading the audience you're, like a fucking
yeah.
attorney.
You're up, yep. Chief.
Veto.
Actually, you can't veto anything in this draft, technically.
No, I know. Trying to decide what I want.
That's
you know
a good
which
point.
One, which
unless
one?
Unless you picked the wrong guest, like White Sox did.
Yeah.
I was mixing two up. Now I got my bearings.
A theoretical
back,
draft.
Okay? I still had fucking Jessica Simpson's ass in my brain. It was all foggy from when he pulled up that music video graphic.
What do we got, Chief? Struggling.
All right, I'm going to take one that I thought was funny, even though like my ass was in the jackpot. It was just chaos. It was the Halloween shit draft with Smitty.
Oh, fuck you. I'm still mad at you for this.
Why? You're still mad at me for that? You didn't
no.
do a good job of commissioning.
I'm not mad at you, but I
Were
remember.
Were you
going to
take it?
I remember having like a mini meltdown on that episode because of commissioner confusion.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't care, but it was
poor
just,
leadership, I would say.
Another dominant win from Carl with 44.3% of the vote.
Do we have what's the biggest vote ever?
Summertime barbecue.
So that was the Halloween shit draft was, I think he had like one villain, like one classic villain. Yeah. Like one.
You won like goblins.
One movie. Yeah, I forgot exactly what the subcategories were.
One scary movie, one classic monster, one group costume, one activity, one miscellaneous.
Yeah. And then you, I don't know.
Trick or treating was the activity. That's why I won.
Yeah. I took Jason and something else.
You took Jason when that should have been classified as a movie because we weren't saying...
Right,
yes,
right.
You should have, we had to take like Vampire and shit like that and Dracula. But I enjoyed that draft, but I don't know.
Who won that one?
Carl.
All
right. I should have won just by my last pick alone.
What?
Miscellaneous, the Please Take One Candy Bowl.
That was a good pick.
Yeah, but Dave, you drafted that as like you liked putting out the, you liked putting it out.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
Why would I do that?
I mean, obviously, Dave didn't draft it as putting it out. Yeah, what, Dave likes putting the take one candy bowl out at his apartment complex for the people who've next to him have to step over his trash.
I was checking out a new apartment the other day, and there was Please Take One, like a 24-pack of waters. I took two just out of spite. Like, you can't expect me to just take one. It was for delivery drivers, too.
I mean, that's just...
So you stole delivery driver's water?
A bottle of water. Yeah. Two of them. Not just one, two of them.
But are you going to, like, pay it forward? Are you going to replace it at
some
point?
Yeah, I'll give someone a bottle of water.
Do you think he'll actually follow through
Absolutely
on that?
Absolutely not.
I'll eventually, down the road, could be tomorrow, could be 10 years from now, I will give someone a bottle of water.
But you won't be thinking about the time you took two from this part.
Now, after this conversation, I will.
What if he goes and gets you another water right now?
I'm thirsty.
Not doing it. That would throw off rhythm. I'm in my fucking zone right now.
He is in the zone. What number was that, Thomas?
So that was 46. Very low. So I don't even really have the data. It's in the bottom 30 because 1% of the vote
it got, and
it was on 79 people's board. So we have like the top 67 right now in our data in order, and it's below that.
NR. It's not ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, it's NR. I mean,
Damn.
We'll probably get it in a couple minutes. But
so you were correct when you said that Chief would probably fumble around and fuck up.
Yeah. I thought that was a good draft. I had a fun time on that.
I didn't think it'd be very high.
No.
Okay. I didn't think. But I that doesn't mean that.
And I mean, it wouldn't be because Smitty fucking stinks.
It's rude to Smitty. All right, so the audience is up again, and the audience is going to get their fourth overall.
Yeah, I just want to say something about knocking the number four pick. It looks like everything is just coming up audience right now because we haven't had one pick stolen besides the number one overall, and you can't expect to get the number one overall.
Yeah, I have one I want next, so I hope it's not that. So
we are getting the number four overall with the Barstool draft at
18%. Oh, okay.
With Dave Portnoy.
Okay. It's the biggest one we've done.
I know
in history.
It's because it's Dave.
Yeah,
yes, because it's Dave.
What did you just type into the algorithm for YouTube? Like Dave Portnoy drafts random Barstools, and it probably had 100,000 downloads. I'm sure.
Yeah, if you put Dave's name in anything, it just goes crazy.
It goes crazy.
But it still did well for sure, like everywhere. But it was a good draft.
Yeah,
for sure.
Putting my board together, I liked the draft because I liked how. Literally fucking three picks in, Prez, I disavow. And it was like, dude, you'd have to be following our drafts to be coming in here and click with us as quick as he did. Like, he bought into, like, arguing with Dave about whether a pick should be allowed, arguing with you about whether or not stuff should be allowed. And that's, like, as much as somebody's really gotten in the fucking trenches and, like, the interpersonal relationships in a draft and, like, just basically screaming at us about stuff.
Yeah, and he sat in there with that old office boxed in 10,000
degrees.
And it was so hot.
That's what birthed that video.
Yeah, it was...
What are you doing?
It was... He was a trooper for doing it, but he's a slave for content. But, yeah, I mean, no surprise. I'm not surprised it's high, but...
Why didn't you, or at least why
it wasn't
didn't
even
you
on my board, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't have it on my board either.
I got a fifth.
You had a fifth on your board? I didn't rank by board, really. I just kind of...
I made a list, but I kind of went in chronological order.
That's how I did it, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fine draft.
I'm up. I don't know. I should have taken this in the earlier rounds. It's one of the most significant drafts you've ever done. And so I'd be surprised if it wasn't top 10. I got to go summertime foods. It's the birth of burrata. And it really, created this whole...
I'm glad you said it the right way.
It created this arc for you that has been fucking hilarious and just a lot of fun to fuck with you with. So it was born there, and it's an amazing moment.
Well, and Barada took him off the hang because he took corn on the cob. It got you off the hook, I should say.
Can I defend
that? Hawaiian salad.
That's some of the worst picks in history.
But
don't see the light of day because of Barada.
I still think, like, it's whatever. But you changed it to barbecue foods midway through.
I mean, Chief, everyone else got it.
No.
So you summertime can't really
food
make
at a patio argument. At a restaurant is different.
Can't
than
really
in
make that argument.
No, it was not a
So it was. Really. It was. I had number one overall. I took corn on the cob. Large took baby lamb chops. White Sox Dave took brisket. And then Chief says burrata salad. And the holy shit that came out of Large's mouth is unforgettable, too. We should add that clip in, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a burrata salad. So not a caprese. What? What, Dave? Is the problem? Burrata. You can't beat a burrata. So I'm happy to have burrata.
And then Carl steal the draft. He got beer. I think this is the biggest runaway you ever had, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Killed that draft.
Yeah, I mean, like, his first three picks could have all gone 1-1.
Going
5 or something.
And I think Large had the worst draft of all
time. Like 5%.
Yeah.
Like 3.1, I
believe. He is the lowest vote total of any guest that's been on the show.
Yeah.
We talked about that at NASCAR, I think, in November, and he was just like, I had no fucking clue what you guys were doing. Like, you know, he was defending baby lamb chops. He was just like, I totally missed the mark.
Looking at the graphic and going from burrata salad to beer is tough. Like, that's a big time. What was the Vikings when the Eagles ran up and took the wide receiver and they sprinted up and took Justin Jefferson?
Yeah.
It's like that's like one of those types of moments.
Yeah. So corn on the cob. My thing was it's not in the graphic, but you needed a drink, a main course, a side, a dessert, and a fruit. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. And then so I thought corn on the cob was the A1 side, and I was fine with whatever meat I got. So that's why I went corn on the cob. I still stand by that being a good pick. I think that's the best side.
It's just 1-1. It's tough.
I like corn.
It is tough. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But
the best part of the social clip we use is like Chief's like sitting there thinking. He's like dead serious looking through his list. He's like, all right, I think I'm going to take burrata salad. And you and I look at each other like, like, what the fuck? Burrata salad.
It's a classic.
This is really like looking like an old game film, like from like high school days. Yeah. Like, wow, I can't believe.
Yeah. It really is, but I don't know. This was a historic trade, and this is. I mean, a narrative was born. Like Chief's gonna Chief. So this was it. What was this one?
So this was a top 10. This was number 8 overall. 13.6% of the vote.
So it was on my list. I just didn't want to draft it.
Why you didn't want to? Bad memories.
You didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to draft something that like I become the talking point, good or bad.
No, but you got to, like, own your...
No, I own it.
That's
but
your brand.
I knew it would get drafted. I knew we would talk about it. I just didn't want to
bring
it up
myself. You start, like, a cult following from it.
Yeah.
The Salad gang. Soldiers.
No, this is the Burrata gang.
The Salad Soldiers.
We'll get you for that one.
Not picking it is the definition of not owning it.
No, I knew it would be drafted. I just didn't want to be the one to, like, do it, I guess. But I knew it would be on...
You know what board. I think? I think that stinks.
Why?
I don't know. It's just fishy to me.
This is tough now. This gets tough. I'm up again. I'm going to go with another one similar to Adam Sandler where we all just kind of bonded and it was like, let's just shoot the shit. This wasn't happy. It was miserable. And it was worst days of the year.
That's what I was going for. Yeah. For some reason, I thought that's where I got the bat. Dropped the bat
thing
from.
That's the KFC one.
Yeah, that's the KFC. That's what I was trying to draft. But I was like, no, wait. I was talking about this. I was mixing the two up. Long story short. But this was a fantastic draft.
Yeah,
this was probably
and
my
KFC
best
was right in his element, because he's just a miserable fucking loser, a deadbeat, a degenerate. He sucks, and he was perfect for this draft.
Yeah, this was a good one, man.
Yeah,
I really like that one. Do we have a number on this one, Tom?
Yeah, number. Where's the? Yeah, so this was actually. Top five. You got number five.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very
really?
High.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
Actually, that was the audience's next available one. So
nice.
So you stole one.
I just swooped down the audience, boys.
There you go.
Four, that was good.
14, that 14, was almost 15% of the vote.
You know what I mean, though? Like, draft. We just sat there. I think I was in Greektown. I was just sitting in my hotel room, and everyone was just like.
That's what it was. That's where I was in a hotel for both of them, because I was in my room at Greektown, too. Yeah. That's where I got confused.
Yeah, and it was just like, we were just talking about being miserable.
Yeah.
That was a topic I remember being like, yo, what about worst days?
Yeah.
I was like fucking hounding you for a couple months on that.
I got it up.
Not to be, you know.
No.
You could probably say that about a number of these where I.
Who was number four?
That was me.
Chief won with 53.6%.
Wow.
I think that was my best performance. The
Chief winner on there.
Of all the ones where I've been, I want to do this, I want to do this. And then I couldn't have done worse. Was I even on this graphic? Chief bodied me in the first round.
Number five was left off.
I was number three.
Mm. Who was five?
Dave.
This is the run of the. This is when the lemmings started. The inmates were running the asylum when they were just voting me off no matter what. Every single fucking draft.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Last day MLB season.
Last day of the MLB. Birthdays after 30. All right. Yeah, worst days of the year, number five. I'm happy to get it there then.
Yeah. I'm surprised that went. That was. A
I'm
top
surprised
five.
That was that high. Five too,
that's
yeah.
the most surprising ranking so far.
There
was
some
because
that
so.
Was like a straightforward. There weren't any like crazy moments.
There, yeah,
big
there
moments.
Was something about the cohesion that was.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I suppose
that was like everyone was just like on the same page.
We were just
like,
bonding
this
over
day
misery.
Fucking sucks.
And negativity does like more engagement typically
than definitely. Positivity.
Yeah. I would say so. Yeah.
All right, the audience is up again. Number seven, I think, is still on the board.
Yeah, so number seven is the ballpark draft.
Ah,
ballpark concessions with Big Cat.
Yeah,
ballpark concessions.
That was such a good one.
Yeah,
that
he's
was
trying
fun.
To draft an entire fucking
ballpark
cart of
concessions.
Food.
14.5% of the vote.
That was also so. Two things we forgot to say: back-to-back audience picks. The Barstool draft is when we started doing the order on.
Yeah,
we do it live on the show,
right?
Because
Portnoy
Dave was
insisted.
Like that factors into the strategy. I was like, yeah, it's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Big Cat was the only time we redid the order because he had that dumbass lottery machine. Actually, not dumbass. That thing's awesome.
It's sweet,
but yeah. I love that thing. And he had a lottery machine, and he was like, "We gotta redo it."
I think I got fucked.
And you
on
got
that.
Fucked.
I
on
got
that.
Fucked
yeah.
on that, and had one of my worst drafts.
I smoked that one, I believe.
So, yeah, Eddie smoked it.
I got beer.
Eddie won with 52.7%.
Yeah,
of
so
the
I was supposed to have the number one pick. And I would have taken
Lanyard, another classic Chief moment for that one.
That was bad. That was bad, but I'm just not a take something back from the game guy. I was struggling. I just don't care about shit. Nothing brings me joy, so I'm not holding on to anything.
This was like the first one I did in Chicago that was like after Donnie.
Yeah.
Like I came for Donnie, and then like when I stayed, this was the next one we had to do.
Why did I think this one we did in Philly?
No, I remember it was when Donnie was out here, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ballpark concessions, top 10. All right, Chief, you're up again.
I'm struggling between two, like, to me, that are classic Dave moments. And I can't, like, remember, like, how great the draft was. It was an early one, so I'm probably not in the high in the rankings. But the TV family draft, and specifically when Dave drafts Kelly Bundy because he wants to fuck his
that
sister.
That's not what I said. You fucking do not lead the jury, okay? I said
exactly
it would be
it
weird if I drafted Kelly Bundy because I've grown up wanting to bang her, never thinking I'd be drafting her to be in my family.
You draft her
and
to
then
be
you
your
draft
sister.
Her
well, yeah, I had to. It's fucking Kelly Bundy. I love Kelly Bundy. That little skis.
Let's hear it. Hold on.
All right, so I got to pick a sister. This is kind of difficult for me because I don't know if I want to draft someone I would like to have sexual intercourse with, and I would love to have sexual intercourse with Peggy Bundy, or not Peggy, Kelly Bundy.
I knew you were going to do this. That's what I said before the show. I know these words are going to come out of Dave's mouth. What I was talking about was you drafting someone hot enough that you would bang.
You're into incest porn. Like when that pops up on Pornhub,
I actually
White Sox Dave fantasy.
I talked to Eddie. There's not enough room for the word fucking on Chief's graphic, but yours, there would be enough room to note that it's a really horny, weird pick.
That has nothing to do with me drafting her. She's a fucking perfect TV sister.
Way you caveated that, was like you did it to yourself.
Yeah, I did.
You know?
I brought that upon myself.
Yes.
I did.
You could have just been like Kelly Bundy.
So can you say again? I don't know what I was thinking.
No. It has nothing. I did know what I was thinking right there. I didn't intend to back myself into that corner like I did, but I absolutely knew that I wanted Kelly Bundy in that draft and that it would be weird drafting her knowing that I've spent 33 years thinking of her naked every time she's on my TV.
And then? She drafted her.
And then I drafted her. So, yeah. That's all it is.
What number was that?
That was number 38 overall.
That was a great draft, though. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a fun
draft.
Who won that one?
Eddie won with 32.2%.
Which is fucked up because you drafted Arthur Shelby, and I was like, holy fuck, that's a good pick.
Yeah. It was Tammy Taylor, I know. I thought I had a strong draft. Where did I finish that one?
One of the closer drafts. Second.
I was happy to get Phil Margera that one big time. That guy's been through pain. He deserves to be on a winning team. White Sox, Dave, you're up.
I am going to go. I think this was our first ever draft with a guest. I'm going with the sequel draft with Rico Basco. When he unleashed the
New Testament
sequel, I was like, holy shit, this is about to get off the rails. I didn't even think of that because we weren't really doing outside the box stuff. We were just taking standard whatever. But Rico came guns blazing with the fucking New Testament, and it went off the rails, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I remember being so mad at Rico for that because I was going to take the New Testament, and I was also going to take World War II, and I believe he got both of them.
Rico, yeah, he did. He got both of them back to back. He was a fifth pick.
That was the eighth draft we ever did.
Yeah.
And that was the first one with the guest, right?
Yeah.
That was the earliest draft on my board.
That was the earliest one? Yeah, that was a good one. Sequels was good. He just put us all in a blender.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Rico Basco. What was that one on there, Tom?
4.7. That was number 32.
Okay.
God damn.
Yeah.
Number 32. 4. Maybe 7. People didn't go back and listen to them all. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe
I bet that has a lot to do with it.
And top fives, it's hard. Top five is hard. Carl, you're up.
What are we missing, 7 and 10 from the audience?
No, we're just missing 10.
Yeah.
Number 7 was the ballpark concessions. That was the audience's last pick.
Okay, thank you. All right, I need a Clem. I definitely need a Clem on the board. I'm going to argue that right now I can get fourth round value that Eddie got fifth round value. I'm going to take the chip draft with Clem. Because you got the expertise. He's obviously the king of the snack. Maybe not the appeal candy has, especially Halloween candy when he drafted watermelon Sour Patch Kids. But chip draft with Clem, that was something we had took in the planning process very serious, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
That's one of your most heavy hitters that you've planned around.
Yeah, I saved that. I literally saved it for a year. We didn't have Clem on for a year. I think I went Halloween candy to that.
Third row in the middle.
I think that was the first one did.
Third row. Yeah.
Gotcha, thank you.
But, yeah, that was a good one. I thought that was good. Anybody else trip draft?
Good draft.
Yeah, it was a good draft.
I could go for some sour cream and onion chips right now.
Clem
actually
is just so like...
Also, this is just so people... That was the third Clem. We're missing Clem's debut. But that's up to you to find out.
Yeah, no.
I think so I know what it is.
Interesting.
I know, yeah.
What number was that, Tom?
That was number 15, and I'm just looking just to make sure. It looks like to be the highest, most recent one, if that makes sense. So it was like the 90th. Yeah. It was episode 90.
That was a good draft.
Mm-hmm.
I like chips.
10.3%.
You're up again. Your last pick.
I said coming in here I wanted to get a Jeff D. Lowe one on the board out of respect because he's such a good guest, but I'm not going to be able to do that. I know. No, fuck. No, fuck it. I'm taking it. I'm taking Smash Those Puppies right in my face. I'm taking the Jeff D. Lowe sit-down chain restaurant.
Yeah, that might be number 10, if I have to guess. But
it is. Yeah.
It's number 10?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, good, because I was in between that and another one that
there will be an
I have one mention. Circled for honorable mention where I'm like, it's I would love to get this on the big board, but it's just I can't squeak it in there. But this one was just so fucking good. Jeff's such an expert on the sit-down chain. And the other funny thing about this draft is Dana and I went to Benihana and expensed like a $300 lunch the next day so we could like quote-unquote make content. Benihana went one overall.
I was making content. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it was
This is
where Dave was, right? Isn't that the Hooters draft where he smashed those puppies?
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Smashed those babies right in my face. That's it.
I was worried about Carl picking first because I wanted this pick. We're talking big tits, tight white shirts. We're talking chicken wings and beer and football. We're talking Hooters. And if you talk shit about their wings, you're a fucking moron because those wings are fucking fantastic.
And you're a tits guy, right?
I love tits. I love a good but I mean, busty like pair of tits.
Like a tits or ass?
Tits. Yeah. Tits. All day tits. Smash those babies right in my face.
You foul boy.
I'm saying what you guys all think every time you step foot into that majestic palace.
Did you get who won this one?
Look at the first comment is replying because I'm a tits guy.
Yeah, number four won.
Jeff won?
Yeah, Jeff won.
Okay. So yeah, Jeff had Outback.
Outrageous.
Chief.
I got left off the poll on that one.
Did you?
Lemmings. All of them.
Oh, okay. Go back to the enlarge it, please.
I think I was number four.
Dave, you took Old Country Buffet.
Chief, you were five.
Old Country Buffet is fucking good. Don't shit talk Old Country Buffet. Have you ever had the mac and cheese at Old Country Buffet?
Oh, I got shit on for taking Red Lobster.
Fucking delicious.
Yeah, I think Chief got shit on for taking Melting Pot.
I did.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of Melting Pot.
I mean, Ruth's Chris in the fourth round.
That was Jeff.
Yeah. No, that's it. He won. Bonefish I didn't like.
Yeah, Bonefish.
Bonefish is good.
I'm happy with my guys, too, because I have a Rico, I have a Clem, I've got a Jeff. I got a PFT.
All right, sit down chained. Carl's draft is done. White Sox, Dave, you need your last pick.
I'm going to throw it all the way back to the appetizers draft. That was one of our first ones. I thought that was the first one we had Clem on for, right?
No, it was Marty.
That motherfucker, Marty.
Oh, Marty, that's right. He fucking drafted rice balls.
Had a ban for a while for drafting rice balls, actually.
I thought it was a great topic, but like I thought Marty, just the way that kind of played out, it didn't.
With
appetizers.
You didn't like appetizers?
I mean, I thought the topic was good, but what kept that out of my board was I didn't think Marty was like as into
he drafted into rice it. Balls what a fucking idiot
yeah Marty like Bush rice is. Balls after hush puppies that's tough
what are hush puppies
and I went heavy seafood
Eddie won this one 36.7%
mozzarella sticks potato skins pretzel bites loaded waffle fries pot stickers.
Ooh, I had a bad fourth round pick that I'm surprised hasn't reared its ugly head.
Charcuterie.
Yeah. That's a tough scene right there.
What was your guys' problem with rice balls? That you just didn't like them?
I think that's got to be an East Coast thing because I don't know what the fuck a rice ball is.
Okay, I was going to ask if that was a coastal. It is. That wouldn't be as crazy as you guys are making it sound.
Oh, really?
In the Northeast. Yeah, it's like it actually is really good.
I guess we got to try some rice balls.
Like rice balls, if you were talking to like Marty Mush's crowd.
Describe it to me again.
It's like a fried ball. It just looks like a round like fried ball. And then inside it's just like mushy rice, and it's usually just topped with marinara sauce. It's like almost just like
it was like arancini.
I don't know what you're saying.
No,
it sounds too healthy.
Nah, it's just an Italian one.
No, rice ball.
It's not healthy. It's good. I mean, it's pretty popular.
Would you say 24 is a good spot for that?
Yeah, big time. It's like I think this is where regional stuff comes into play because if this was like in New York, rice balls would be in like the second or third round.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got defense. We got a defense of Marty.
What about hush puppies? What do you say about that?
Those are also very popular, right?
What about
those are popular in the South?
That's like a Southern thing, yeah.
Yeah. What about hummus plate?
that's gross.
Hummus plate is good,
dude. Also, looking back, I forgot to note it. Your summertime barbecue is rough too.
The one you drafted,
summertime foods.
The summertime, the one I took. What you had? The Hawaiian salad that you guys always argue about.
And there's this thing I used to get from Jewel ceviche. For like $3 a pound or whatever out of the deli aisle, and I think it's Hawaiian salad, and it's fucking delicious, but it's like disgusting at the same time. Like anytime I go to a barbecue, I'd be like, yeah, give me 2 pounds of that.
And I just point to it. Dude. Yeah, that stuff. That's the shit right there. Keep blowing that in there.
If it, isn't it outside, it just turns into slop in like 5 minutes?
That's what Largest Con was on it.
I don't know.
And that's what they argue, because Dave said he hates marshmallows, but he drafted Hawaiian salad. So it just
I think I'm thinking of something wrong. Like, it's got bananas in it and stuff. It's like, it's delicious.
Are you thinking of fruit salad?
No. I know what a fucking fruit salad is. It's a bunch of different fruits. This is like a weird little salad concoction.
Sure you're not thinking about
fruit salad? And this was a sampler thing, one, too.
Yeah.
That might have been the first veto, if we're being honest.
Could be.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
I don't. Yeah, that's a good question.
No, it was
the 21st draft ever.
No, what we did 20. Which one was episode 20?
Air conditioning. I don't know.
Air conditioning was 20. Appetizers was.
Yeah, vetoes didn't exist, or else we would have vetoed everything Dave said in the fifth round.
Yeah. What did? What was this on the list?
So this was one of the higher ones left available for the audience. This was number 20 overall. All
right. So good pick, White Sox, Dave. Chief, you're up.
I'm between two.
I remember wanting to kill myself after that because I didn't draft jalapeno poppers instead of charcuterie. That's what it was. And I don't think they ever got drafted.
It's tough. And not you're, a big, big, you're a big popper guy, too.
I love poppers.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I love a good popper.
I'll take... I feel like there's one that's more popular on here, but that's not my style. So I'm going to take the back-to-school draft with Dana. I thought that was one of our best drafts, and I thought he was great, very funny, awesome draft.
That was in contention to be my Mr. Relevant. Okay. So I think that's a really good pick. That's another one that was just a fun, like, we just sit there and you just bullshit about nostalgia.
Yeah, nostalgia always plays in these.
Yeah.
I
think it's a great draft.
What was
great
mine?
Pick. That I think that might have been pretty high too, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Because I took Pizza Day, and you're like, I just won the draft. And you drafted Snow Day right after Pizza Day, and I was like, motherfucker.
I don't think I did win that one, though.
You think the audience had that high?
Yeah, I would think so.
No.
No?
They had it number 59.
Oh, wow. Okay.
2.6% of the vote.
I thought that one was
That was
really
a good draft.
Having a hot teacher, yeah. I love it.
One of my favorite picks, Medieval Times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A field trip.
We should do.
We still have to do that. Yeah.
Can we do that?
So Clem, probably. Robbie,
they all large. They didn't do it for content though. I think they just went.
Yeah.
I would. Joey Lingone too.
Back to school. 59.
The number one pick. That's great. When that TV cart rolled in, he did a fucking.
Who took having a hot teacher?
I mean,
White Sox Dave.
Dave.
Who was your hot teacher, Carl?
I went TV cart and then I just fell.
Miss Laporte.
Ms. I fell Mulder. Right off a cliff after TV cart.
I looked her up. She got married. I looked her up the other day on Facebook when we were sending around the group chat.
I'm not going to say who mine were because at this point the show has gotten so big it might get back to her and that'd be kind of awkward.
Well, that's her maiden name. I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm operating on the name that was like 22 years ago.
Well, that means maybe if you see her.
Actually, now that you mention it, I tried looking up it was my third grade teacher. I tried looking her up on Facebook. I like Googled her name, everything. I didn't know what her married name was because she wasn't married when she was my teacher. But, like, I was going through the depths of fucking hell to find a picture of her to show you guys, and I couldn't find one. I found, like, a bunch That's of a articles shame. On her about, like, her graduation. Mm. She was, like, top of her class, whatever it was, but I couldn't find a picture. Maybe one day.
What's her name?
Oh, this is
what I'm not going to say it. So. It'll get back to her.
Well, if it gets back to her, then maybe you run into her at a Warrenville Chili's, like, you know.
If it gets back to her, you might be able to find out what her name is now and get to the bottom of this.
I do know what it is now.
Oh,
did you get to the bottom of it?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Unless you got divorced or something.
I think that's a good pick, Chief. I do.
Thank you.
Audience, you need your last pick.
Audience's last pick is at number 12, the ice cream draft.
Okay.
At 13.1%.
That was in contention here for me. I got two swiped.
That was with Big Cat. Yeah.
I got killed on that draft, obviously.
Tom, if you were drafting, do you agree with the audience?
In a sense, like it would be hard to like actually put them in order. The only one that I would say is like the Barstool draft with Dave Portnoy, like being that high.
I didn't think that was
I was even talking about that with Danny beforehand. Like after that first round, it was just kind of like,
a dud, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was good in the first round with, like, the under protest, but I don't know. I feel like there's, like, definitely some bias with guests. I have tended to agree with your guys' picks.
Because like, it goes, road trip was Trent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Trent, that was, I thought that was a great draft. Then it was Whitney, which was huge.
Yeah.
Portnoy, huge. Big Cat.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Clear pattern.
Yeah.
There's a pattern there right then.
If you're going to ask what my favorite, I do have one that's like my personal.
Chips went alarmingly low.
Well, I've talked about
it. Has it been drafted yet?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll ride or die with the chip, which, by the way.
Big Cat won this one with a 41.4%.
And he should. He's an ice cream king.
He knows ice cream.
He does know ice cream. All right, I need one more.
I had a great draft.
Which one was yours?
Number four.
It's because you always take that fucking thing that nobody knows what it is.
Like what?
The PB and Buster.
I mean, that's on the Royal Treats menu of Dairy Queen. Have you ever been to Dairy Queen?
I don't know the Royal Treats menu. Everyone just gets a Blizzard at Dairy Queen.
Fucking,
I got a peanut butter Blizzard. That's better than whatever that thing is.
You've never had it.
I don't need to. I just got the number one thing.
This is making my ice cream.
I want ice cream now, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, go get some ice cream. all right, it's to me, Mr. Irrelevant. This is tough, man.
Do it.
I'm going to go with one that I just personally love talking about, and it's a recent one, so I don't know how well it's going to do, but I'm going to go with teen movies.
That was the other one I was between.
Were you? Yeah. I could have sat there for
Rico.
Days and just fucking
definitely.
Bullshit about those fucking She's All That,
mm-hmm.
you know, John Hughes, you name it. So teen movies is the Mr. Irrelevant. How'd that one do?
Rico won this one with a 35.8%.
35.8.
That came in at number 35.
Oh, okay. Not bad. So, all right, I'll run them down, and then we'll do some honorable mentions like usual. Should I say the rank after I say it?
Sure. Yeah, if you recorded them, for sure.
I wrote them all down. All right, Carl, Soda Pop draft number 6. Adam Sandler draft number 13, air conditioning draft number 9, chip draft number 15, sit down chain restaurant number 10. White Sox Dave, Grievousness draft number 1, events you wish you attended draft number 19, dog breeds draft number 16, the sequels draft number 32, appetizers number 20. Chief music videos draft number 36, Thanksgiving draft number 17, Halloween shit draft not ranked, TV family draft number 38, back to school number 59. Audience, road trip snacks, number 2, sports divas, number 3, barstool draft, number 4, ballpark concessions, number 7, ice cream draft, number 12, Eddie Halloween candy draft, number 18, sandwich draft, number 11, summertime foods, number 8, worst days of the year, number 5, teen movies, number 35.
Could we start with Tom just doing the best available?
Yeah.
That's undrafted.
Well, why don't we do ours, and then he'll fill in the blanks, right? Okay. I guess what would be, like...
I guess, I don't know. I was thinking maybe we should just do, like, the top 5 left that are best available, and then have, like, 2 separate pulls of 3 each, and the top 2 advance.
That's fine. I have, well, I don't whatever we want to do.
Okay, well, go ahead. What do you have for
What is the top? Tell us what's top available. How about that?
So the next top available was 14 with the Power Moves draft.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Tommy Smokes.
Yeah, that was a pretty big one. Because then the next one is all the way down at 21, which is the wedding draft.
Oh, that was really good,
shit.
Too.
Yeah, that was really good, too.
What else we got?
And then it goes kind of in a row after that. So the next, like, 6 are... 21 to like 27 are wedding draft, the Chinese food draft, the Swedish college QB draft, NBA starting 5 with Coley. That was a really good one.
Mm.
The fast food draft, best beer draft.
What was your favorite that we didn't get?
Oh, I just have like a personal favorite for recreational games while drinking draft.
That was on my list.
I don't think
I was there for that week.
The funniest part of that one was Will Compton.
Will Compton,
sitting in front of the elevators on his vacation on his phone, zooming with us for an hour and a half.
And you made him move around. You made him go from outside by the pool to in the lobby.
Had to get the good service
for
the people.
Didn't he get in trouble for like not wearing a shirt in the lobby or something?
Yeah.
I love how you were just like bossing around. And he was just like, okay, yeah, I'll leave the pool.
This one's definitely not ranked, but I think it's one of the most significant ones, and it's the earliest significant one. it was the third one, Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that was significant because that was the first time when it's like, whoa, what are we doing here? Because Dave drafted SpongeBob. He pandered.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, he never seen it. And everyone was like, well, dude, that's, it was like, it was the first evolution of like, how are these things going to work? Mm-hmm. You know?
For sure.
So that was another part of the recreational draft. Harry just reminded me, was like, he came, he answered the call thinking he was talking about like football
games. The
NFL
draft.
So like, he was coming up. That was just, we were watching someone just come up with their board like on the top of their head.
Yes. He thought it was NFL drafts. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I told him, whatever.
Yeah.
What was Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon. Oh, that was, deep.
Probably not ranked.
That was so long ago.
The other
that was 71. Wow. Far down. Wow. 1.6%.
No one was listening at that point.
Yeah. The other Clem one, which was also like a low moment for me, was the Purely Elizabeth serial.
Serial,
draft.
Yeah, serial was great.
Yeah,
I was surprised that one didn't go. Another story arc, obviously, if you wanted, that I thought was draftable, was Me Versus You over Miracle.
Sports
movies was a classic. Yeah.
We walk into the office and Ed's just sitting watching like
the locker room speech.
Yeah. So he could draft it first overall. And he's like, I'm taking Miracle. He didn't even have fucking time to digest how incredible
it
that movie is.
It means nothing to him.
Yeah.
What was that?
Sorry, you guys were asking about Clem drafts. I skipped over number 22. After Wedding, I forgot. After Wedding at 21, 22 was the serial draft with Clem.
Okay.
What was sports movies?
That was, I just had that. That was 33.
Okay.
That was with Rico, right?
Yes.
Yeah, was episode it? 11.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one that I remember, it's another White Sox Dave moment, was he was getting creative with the fight crew, and he took Jesus Christ.
That was very funny.
I mean, he's immortal. You can't fucking beat an immortal guy.
Well, PFT. They killed him twice.
PFT was like, I've done so many of these things between this and Mount Rushmore, and he's like, that was the worst pick I've ever played in my life.
That's fucked up. That's really fucked up. And then he drafted Pontius Pilate right in my face, and I was like, fuck. He got me.
He takes Jesus as his number one guy that he wants in his corner.
Worst picks draft.
Because he's going to do fucking magic or something. I'm going to Jesus Christ. I would love to have a miracle worker on my side. He can fuck you up at the drop of a hat. He can rise from the dead. He might not start a fight, but he will finish a fight. So I'm going to Jesus Christ.
What is incorrect with what I just said?
Infinity in your fight
squad? He's not turning the other cheek.
Fuck yeah. That's an awful pick. Jesus... He's 0-2, lifetime. He's never won a fight.
Yep. Hey, try killing Jesus Christ, dude.
It's been done.
allegedly.
No, not allegedly. They punch his pilot.
And then he rose
from
the grave, and he's immortal.
And he died again.
David, be honest. You'd take that one back, right?
No, I wouldn't. I want Jesus in my corner.
You want Jesus
in my corner? He can turn water into wine. He can turn the fucking chief into a little chihuahua walking down the street.
I mean, he's not a fucking magician.
That did he not.
Dave, can you say what was I thinking?
Thought process was clean there. It was clean.
Well,
so that was number 29, and I just, this list just made me realize another personal favorite that would be like number one on my board would be 28, which was the Sopranos draft.
Oh,
which was what I feel like the one that like every single person came in with such heavy knowledge about everything.
And,
that was a really good one.
You guys weren't around for this one because you're not wrestling guys, but wrestling entrances was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the one I was talking about for honorable mention.
Yeah, with Robbie, Clem, and Brandon Walker.
That was 31, right in that same range.
We almost got through an entire episode without mentioning that whiny baby Brandon Walker. viral videos?
That was just the four of us, too.
I thought the America draft with Biz was funny, too. Mm-hmm. Like, just making...
Biz
like,
and Glenny.
Yeah.
Wait, what did... Is that where he was talking about Colorado? Or was that somewhere else?
That was on Chicklets.
He had some funny quote, like, just an American stereotype that was way off.
Yeah. Well, he thinks Colorado's a southern state. It's in the south.
I can kind of see it coming from a Canadian dude.
It's all south of
them. We didn't talk about maybe the worst pick that's ever been made. That was in the international draft.
That was bad.
With exchange rates.
I think I won that trap by like 60% vote.
Well, like it didn't occur to me that you were just going to go like pizza, tacos. Like that's what.
I went with Led Zeppelin for my international.
Well, yeah, you had music. Yeah, so I was thinking like just traveling abroad. And I had the that might have been like the first pick.
I'm gonna go with do we have that clip, Danny?
No, I think I got lost.
I think that's
that was my first one.
With Donnie. I'm gonna go with exchange rates.
Something did happen to that video where it got
that's a shame.
It got lost, I think.
Did it?
Because Donnie, yeah, it was something with the footage. Like Donnie had the footage on his card to bring back for like the videos we did. And I think he cleared it. It was
Did it get dumped in the Lake Michigan? Was it one of those?
No. It was like a miscommunication when we were sharing files, I remember.
That's a shame.
Overrated draft of Big John. I like that one. I still laugh at him saying he doesn't eat Geno's yeast because there's too much meat. He shits all over his yard. I don't know why. Just like
trying to think if there's any.
And then my last one was Irish shit, but that was mostly just a troll, you guys, because I won that.
Yeah. For whatever reason, Dave being horny is just like the funniest thing to me. The Halloween costumes draft. That was like another.
Oh, the Adam and Eve?
Or just all of them. Yeah, there's commentary on all of them. So
that was good. Anything else of note there, Tom?
No, I'm just. It is interesting that like 21 to 28, like it was like basically all the 20s, no one picked. It was like. That was a
blind spot there. Yeah. Well, all right then. I think that's it. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you, Tom, Harry, Danny, intern Lance. Thanks, Ken Jack, for making the graphic. All the guests from Barstool, our old stack guy Richie.
Yep.
Thanks to a lot of people who have really put into these drafts and made them what they are. And thanks to the listener, obviously most importantly.
That's the end of the snake drafts. Now we're doing it again.
Yeah, they're done. See you next Monday. No, but we'll be back next Monday. But yeah, thanks. If I missed someone, thank you if you helped us show it all too. We really appreciate it. All right, that's it.
Thanks to you, Ed.
Thanks to you too.
Thanks to me more than anything. I mean, I carry the show on my back like I'm fucking Mike Allstott.
Shout out to the Broad Gang.
Shout out to the
Lemmings, for real.
You like the Lemmings?
Yeah, I mean, we have a contentious relationship, but shout out to the Lemmings.
Shout out to the Linux.
For real.
All right, that's it. Thanks, everybody. Once again, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then.